"Servant, indeed," snorted Bilbo, and in the middle of his snort he sneezed loudly, and the elves immediately gathered towards the sound. "Let's have a light," he said. "I'm here if you want me." And he slipped off his ring and popped from behind a rock. They seized him quickly, in spite of their surprise.
"Who are you? Are you the dwarves' hobbit?
What are you doing?
How did you get so far past our sentinels?"
they asked one after another. "I am Mr. Bilbo Baggins," he answered. "Companion of Thorin, if you want to know. I know your king well by sight, though perhaps he doesn't know me to look at me. But Bard will remember me, and it is Bard I particularly want to see."
"Indeed," they said. "And what may be your business?"
"Whatever it is, it's my own, my good elves. But if you wish ever to get back to your own woods from this cold, cheerless place," he answered, shivering, "you will take me along quick to a fire, where I can dry, and then you will let me speak to your chiefs as quick as may be. I have only an hour or two to spare." That is how it came about that some 2 hours after his escape from the gate, Bilbo was sitting beside a warm fire in front of a large tent, and there sat two, gazing curiously at him, both the Elven King and Bard. A hobbit in elvish armour, partly wrapped in an old blanket, was something new to them.
"Really, you know," Bilbo was saying in his best business manner, "things are impossible. Personally, I'm tired of the whole affair. I wish I was back in the West in my own home, where folk are more reasonable. But I have an interest in this matter. 1/14th share, to be precise, according to a letter which fortunately I believe I've kept." He drew from a pocket in his old jacket, which he still wore over his mail, crumpled and much folded, Thorin's letter that had been put under the clock on his mantelpiece in May.
"A share in the profits, mind you," he went on. "I am aware of that. Personally, I'm only too ready to consider all your claims carefully and deduct what is right from the total before putting in my own claim. However, you don't know Thorin Oakenshield as well as I do now. I assure you, he's quite ready to sit on a heap of gold and starve as long as you sit here."
"Well, let him," said Bard. "Such a fool deserves to starve.